Our guest in the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, since the last time we talked, the Majestic 12, the Greenville movie theater, actually has reopened. And I did not know that until you told me. So that's, I guess that's exciting news for a lot of people who actually want to get out of the house and see a movie.
Yes, they opened, and three of the Cinemarks in Dallas also opened. But I guess they probably have 12 Cinemarks in Dallas, so it's not that many. But they're all showing pretty much the same thing. They're movies that were coming out about the time of the beginning of the shutdowns, and many of them are already on Netflix. And then they're going back and showing some real golden oldies.
Right. Well, yeah, like The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, that kind of thing.
Which is showing, you can actually go and see The Wizard of Oz in the movie theater there at the Majestic 12 in Greenville, which might be a great experience.
It really is. It's like any of those classics. To see them on the big screen is special. It really is nice. Yes.
And no doubt restored. So you're seeing beautifully restored condition. So that would be great. Ghostbusters is another one, obviously not as venerable as The Wizard of Oz, but they're showing Ghostbusters. I would love to see that again. So that's, and of course we don't know, you know, how many people are going out to see the movies, but there they are, and I suppose they're doing the social distancing thing somehow.
Yes, they had advertised that. They had they just came out on Facebook and talked about what they did to get ready for it. But yes, that's part of it.
And I see we're not going to talk about ticket prices, but basically ticket prices are the same as they were before. So that's and in Greenville they're relatively inexpensive compared to what you pay in Dallas. But Sonic the Hedgehog is another one which has been a big movie, and Fantasy Island and the Invisible Man. So some of the relatively newer ones, but they're just the movie companies, the movie producers are just not putting out the big movies at all.
No, they can't afford to, because they cost so much to produce that they've got to have a way to make they're just figured out on that business plan. They've got to have big audiences worldwide, and they're not able to do that. So the Top Gun sequel was supposed to come out in June, and now they've said it'll come out in December. And there are some they've talked about that are supposed to be out in July, but I just doubt it. They haven't done any advertising. That's pretty much why you know they aren't really ready to come out yet.
All right. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. All right. Well, I have a list of some of the top streaming movies. In fact, these are the top streaming movies around the world. And number one right now is a movie called Bad Boys for Life. I think I've heard of that.
That's the Will Smith Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's the third movie in that series, but the last one was in 2003, so you probably forget, 17 years later.
Wow.
But it ended up being pretty good. I was surprised, and I had seen that. It came out in January, and I had seen it, but ordinarily it wouldn't be streaming this early. This is a little bit. Well, maybe so.
It's by this time, but yeah. So
but
that
it was a big hit in the theaters. So.
Already before all the coronavirus stuff started. And number two, we were just talking about a moment ago, Sonic the Hedgehog,
that was a kind of a sleeper. Mm-hmm. It came out in February, and it's the kind of thing people saw a number of times, and now it's on in Greenville again.
Right. Right, we mentioned that Doolittle, which didn't get very good reviews when it came out, but it's number three.
I guess people just want to see the newest ones, and that's what this is the closest to being new. That's another February release with Robert Downey Jr.
Right,
and I was surprised. I thought it was really pretty similar to quite a few movies that had done well, but it just because they completely got away from the whole Doolittle story and turned it into kind of a Pirates of the Caribbean story.
You know, the original Dr. Doolittle didn't get particularly good reviews at the time.
No, it was never. Rex Harrison, that her first one was not.
But it was popular, I think, but it was not well reviewed. Yeah. Is there another one on this list that you would recommend of the top 20 or so?
Yes, The Call of the Wild, number 6, and Onward, I just adored. That's a Pixar movie, and that would not have been out yet. It's a delight, like all Pixar movies are. That's number 7. Mm-hmm.
The Call of the Wild was the Harrison Ford?
Yeah, yes, Harrison Ford, you're correct, yes, Harrison Ford, and it's the Jack London story.
Yeah.
And it's a lot softer than usually that's done. Usually it's a edgier story, but they've made it more family friendly this time.
Mm. And Onward is what?
It's an animated Pixar movie, and just as all of them are, it's one of those they took 6 years to make, and I'm surprised. It had just been shown right before the closing of the theaters, and so I guess they've decided to go ahead and put it on streaming.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Well, Alice, good. It's good to know that the some of the theaters anyway are coming back, and we hope for more, although, of course, lately we've had a bit of a setback there. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.